I don't know where the councillor's been this last way. Granted, for years that there's been problems here in these estates and nothing has been done about it. The government brought out a small fund last year, but it just cherry-picked a couple of estates in the county. But what the council did, under pressure from the local members, in July, they've taken on now an agreement. They have actually issued through the newspapers an invitation to all the estates in the county to contact them with a view to getting them taken over. And I'll tell you what worries me. If any estate now writes, sends a solicitor's letter to the council now, they will automatically come off this list simply for the fact is that the council will write back saying that their solicitors will deal with the applicant's solicitors. And that's it.
But does Councillor McBarty not have a fair point here? He says that these contractors went to the council for planning permission to build these estates. In return, these contractors then paid the council a development charge. Councillor McBarty's asking now, where did the development charge go? And should this development charge not be used to fix the problems at these estates?
But sure, Councillor McBarty knows and everybody else knows where the money went. The money went to match fund the whole pile of projects on playgrounds, parks, there's one in every town, all this kind of stuff. That money has long been spent.
Councillor McBarty made the point too then that these people in these houses and estates have paid the property charge, but they're still having sewage problems.
Absolutely. They're paying it to the government, and the government is up to them, but the government are doing nothing. I'm saying the only body of all the bodies, and there's enough regulators out there, the only body who's doing anything now is the local county council.